To this funeral service on this day, I would like to welcome all of you in the name of the family Schmidt and all who belong to them. We as brothers and sisters, five children and their children, the children of our father, the grandchildren and the grand-grandchildren, also those who have come to spend this day with us, we welcome all of you. Especially, I would like to greet our uncle Daniel, the brother of our dad, his brother Wilhelm, his children have come, them we also would like to welcome. One of his brother went already before him, this is Richard, he would have also liked to come, but that's how it is. As we said it on the cemetery, this life which we live has here an end, and then a new life starts for us. What we started here already, and we will complete it also here, but then we will be with him in glory with our Lord. Now we will sing a song from this little paper, 217. We will not sing all the stanzas. We will sing the first, third, and the seventh stanza. The other stanzas you can read at home. You can take this home as a memory. You can just take it with you. We sing the song 217, the first, third, and seventh stanza. I'm also one whom the grace has found. I am also one of them whom the grace has found. The grace led me out of darkness, where one serves sin and Satan. I am also one whom the grace has found. He loved me from eternity on. I know that he has forgiven me. My heart burns for him. He knows me.
Thank you.
And this our Father always emphasized. And all who know him, when he spoke here in the front, and when he spoke about his song, I am also one whom the grace has found. And we who are here today, we are also such whom the grace has found. He redeemed us through his blood. This grace we received, that we belong to him, that we can be his. He purchased us with his divine blood. Now Harry, my brother, will read his way of life, his life here on earth. I have the task to read of our brother. Then we'll sing a song, and then Brother Frank will say something. Our father, Paul Schmidt, was born on the 29th of August, 1928, in Berezovka. This is today Belarusia. As the first child of three brothers. Until 1938, he spent his childhood in a believing parents' house and visited school. Then he had to flee. He made an apprenticeship as a wagon maker. This profession doesn't exist anymore. It's a horse wagon maker. But this apprenticeship he could not finish. 1944, he was for 3 days a soldier. Then he had to flee on the horse wagon direction west. On the Oder-Neisse line, the family was forced to return and was put into the Red Army's arms. Then he was deported, the whole family, on a cattle wagon to Kazakhstan. Then he was separated from his family and had to work near Moscow as a forest worker. Then he had to stop the work there. Then in Kazakhstan, there was a he was sentenced to 25 years of to Siberia to work. To work there and was brought into prison. In 1950, he met Lydia Fuhrmann, his future wife, and he married her on the 24th of September 1950 in Kazakhstan. They lived there in Kazakhstan. In Aktasti, he worked at the railway From this marriage, 5 children came forth. The oldest son, Erik, then 3 sisters, Erika, Ida, and Olga, and the youngest son, Harry, that's me. In April 1960, the family came to Krefeld. In May, the youngest child was born in Krefeld. Our father found work here in Krefeld at a company called Keil and then at the company Bayer as a metal worker until in 1986. At the age of 58, he went into pension. But there was not a pension for him. In all his life, he helped his family, the children, grandchildren. He taught us things through his nature and how he was. And he always helped everyone whom he could help. He liked to work with wood. Wherever it was necessary. Also in his life, there were heights and depths. The first years were not so easy for the family. 2009, his wife died, our mother. He was not alone in the house, but yet he felt very lonely. 2013, he married Lily. He lived with her until he died. We want to thank you, dear Lily, as a family, that you made this last years sweet for him, to our father. When he searched for fellowship, he found contact to Ewald Frank, Reinhold Illing, Alfred Borg, and to others. He visited some home cells, and here he found his spiritual home. There came up a local church in Krefeld where Brother Leonard Russ and he himself, Paul Schmidt, were called to be elders. Already in the 70s, he started to translate the sermons into the Russian language. Then he translated simultaneously in the services and accompanied Brother Frank as an interpreter on his missionary trips into the Russian-speaking countries. All the years until his going home, he was the elder of the church. Even though he always claimed to be not talented in music, he played until his old age in the trumpet choir in the church. Even in the stormy times of the church, he found his place. And when the storms came to shake him, until his 22nd, he packed many tons of brochures, cassettes, DVDs, until he was 92. The old Schmidt was known as a very tough man, but whoever knew him more closely, he noticed that he has a soft core, and that he could also laugh, and therefore he was called Uncle Paul and Uncle Schmidt, and then later on just Opa Schmidt he was called. He traveled a couple of hundred thousand kilometers with a car and visited many brethren and sisters in the diaspora, those brothers and sisters who are scattered in Russia. In his God-fearing life, he has seen three generations who grew up, 5 children, 22 grandchildren, and 38 grandchildren. Besides that, he has many brothers and sisters in the Lord and friends. The last weeks of his life were not so nice. And on the 27th of December 2021, he could leave this earthly tabernacle and could go before us into glory. Now he sees what he believed. There is a gap, but our Lord will close it. We will keep him in memory and we will see him again. Now let us sing the song. This was the song of our father, which he liked very, very much. I forgot the number. Two eighty-two. Oh, the deep love of Jesus. Thank you. for the deep love of Jesus. No one loves as you, Lord. Love like the ocean, like the sea. A blessing in a harbor of sweet rest. Oh, the deep love of Jesus. It's heaven for me. Your love lifts me up into glory. Yes, this song he liked very much. The deep love of Jesus. It brought us there where we are now. And may this be anchored in our hearts. That we also experience it like it. This deep love of Jesus. Now, I ask Brother Frank that he says something, and Brother Borg will support him by reading the scriptures. To the Lord be the thanks. Yes. In general, one addresses the family who mourns, the church which mourns. But today it is different. Until now, I didn't shed one tear. I didn't see any tear in any eye. Just the contrary. All are grateful that our beloved brother Paul Schmidt was allowed to be taken out of this body and could enter glory. We are really grateful with all our heart that we can say a couple of things. And I wished that Brother Borg would now read, because I will have to refer to it. Brother Borg, please come and read what I have written here. Farewell of Brother Paul Schmidt. This is First Timothy. The elders should receive double honor, especially those who served as preachers and teachers. This text applies to our beloved brother. All who since many years are joined with us, they knew Brother Rus and Brother Schmidt. Since the Lord has commanded me in 1965 to ordain Brother Leonard Rus and Brother Paul Schmidt as elders to serve in the local church in Krefeld, they served here and beyond that also in our country as well as in our neighboring countries. During the many years in which I could carry the word of the hour into all the world, I could always rely on these two brothers. Even when Satan in 1979 wanted to destroy the church, God has given grace to our elders to stand firm. After Brother Rus, who was already called home on the 6th of October 2012, now also on the 27th of December 2021, also our Brother Schmidt was allowed to go home in the blessed age of 93 years. God will reward their faithfulness forever. As a local church, and we wish the whole family of our beloved brother Paul Schmidt God's richest blessing. Thank you. It was on my heart to mention this briefly, that we are not only a church as like all the others, but the church of the living God, the church of Jesus Christ, in which the certain ministries and elders were set from the very beginning. Paul left Titus behind so that he appoints elders. To the Lord be just the thanks with all our hearts. The thanks for everything what he has done throughout all the years. Brother Rus accompanied me. We were exactly 60 years joined in the Lord, from 1952 until 2012. And with Brother Schmidt, it's 61 years in which we served together. And here in this short letter we mentioned, there was not one disagreement, not one, throughout all these years. And these two brothers, whether you can believe this now or not, but the simple brother Frank, who stands here, has a direct call from the Lord to preach the original word as it was preached in the early church worldwide. But our brothers, whether locally or also international, they served the Lord. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts. Can you imagine that Brother Frank, who is just a man like all of you, has heard the direct, audible voice of the Lord, not only once, but 17 times in all of my life. And one time was my servant ordained me, Leonard Rus and Paul Schmidt. Both were mentioned with the first and with the surname that they should be set and ordained as elders. And on Hubertus Street, in that hall, who had 120 seats, it was our beginning of time of beginning. And there, under the laying on of hands, they were consecrated to God, and they served the church. Concerning Brother Schmidt, he in every way he is unique. There was never a Brother Schmidt before, and there will not be another Brother Schmidt in future. In all areas, whether in the family, whether in the church, whether in the natural realm, here at the Mission Center, whether in the years 72, 73, when the tabernacle was built here, no one has used and spent so much time, also with the building time he used, as Brother Paul Schmidt. Just like in the years 76, 77, and then you all know the dedication of the buildings. And I remember that day, we all did our part who could help, but Brother Schmidt, he was always in the team. He was always with us. And one day, we only wanted to build one building. And we met each other on the way. He comes from that direction, I come from that direction. And he says simply, Brother Frank, this one building is not enough for the half of the people who will come to the meetings. And what shall I tell you? I read every morning a couple of verses and chapters, but on the next morning, I read the word from Chronicles, and they completed the buildings and served the Lord. They completed the buildings, and I took it from the hand of the Lord that Brother Schmidt was led so that the second building could be built just as the first. And I went to the city council. When we look back to the years, then we see the traces which our beloved Brother Paul Schmidt left behind in every way, whether locally, in the church, whether at the mission center, everywhere. Brother Schmidt left his traces, his footprints, and especially also with the visits of all them who live in the diaspora, who are scattered. How many times Brother Schmidt came and said, Brother Frank, I make a visit. And whether it was 350 kilometers or 900, it didn't matter for him. Whether it was Austria, whether it was Switzerland, he was always available to serve and to serve all them who love the Lord. And if I tell you, even recently, Brother Schmidt, every month, packed the DVDs or literature. He packed them. He drove to Dortmund. And he gave there to a truck the DVDs and literature every month, year after year. This was Brother Paul Schmidt. And when we think on all the travelings which we made together through Russia, whether to Siberia, whether to Almaty, whether to Kazakhstan, whether to Moscow, and in particular the one journey from Moscow to the Krim, to Simferopol. Yes, that's about 1,300 kilometers, and we were sleeping in the train, driving, traveling through the night in an old train, and we were shaken through on that train. But we arrived well on the island of Krim, and we could serve the Lord and to the people of God. It was very nice that Brother Schmidt was acquainted with the Russian language. He didn't learn it, but he grew up with that language. And also the Bible, he knew it. Just so wonderful that we could make all these various travelings, whether with a taxi, whether with a train, whether with a plane. God has just laid it into his heart, all who speak the Russian language. And one could see in the translation how he was in the matter. One could really say so many things what our brother has done for the Lord. To him really applied. No one lives anymore for himself, but whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Whether we may live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. And I say it confidently once again. A Brother Schmidt did not exist before, who in all areas that exist, who was available for the Lord, and he served God and his people. And we all know the last weeks were not easy for him, but it was his wish to go home. In my last conversation that we had with one another, he was grateful for the time which we spent together, in which we could serve the Lord together. And while under tears, he said goodbye, and we are joined in the Lord, and we will see one another again. To him applies the word 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. And you all know, dear family and dear church, we all know that we arrived at the end of the time of grace, and that we have the privilege to hear the last message, to believe it, and to experience our personal preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. We are just grateful to God for the richly blessed life of our beloved brother. And if the brothers and sisters could be here from Austria to give testimony what Brother Schmidt meant for them, the brethren from Switzerland, yes, we all would be astonished. God has blessed our beloved brother, and he was a blessing for many. May this day be a blessing for all of us. May we ask ourselves, do we serve the Lord? Does our life belong to the Lord? Does our time belong to the Lord? Do we live really for the Lord? May God give grace that this day, also by the testimonies which we will still hear, may bless us. Also to you, beloved sister Lily Schmidt, God bless you. God bless all by grace, and be with all of us. To him, the faithful Lord, be the glory and the praise. And all brothers from many countries have sent their thankfulness and they wished you God's richest blessing also for this farewell which we have today. The Lord God, may he bless you all and be with us. Amen. Everything was said. Brother Frank has brought everything to a point. And it's really like this. As Brother Frank said it, and as Brother Harry read it from the life of Brother Paul, when we came here in 1960, how we came together, and as children we grew in this church, and those who knew our father, Harry mentioned it, he was quite tough. Yes, that's right, he was tough, but in the heart he had a soft and a loving heart. And not only for us children, but for all whom he knew, and for all who knew him. I think we will keep him in memory as a man whom we appreciated and whom we loved. It was mentioned the year 1960, and in this year, when we came together, our parents, Brother Frank, my father, and others, also today, in our midst, there are some of the first hour who went this way together with our dad, who went this way with us and with all. And now I will ask these two, these three brothers, our Brother Frank, this is Helmut Frank, and it's Brother Alfred Borg, and it's my friend Reinhold, Reinhold Donder. He's also part of it, 1960, since 1960. He went into our house, came in and out. And we're not only spiritual brothers, we have become friends. And this friendship lasts until this day. Yes, now I would like to begin with Brother Borg, that he says a few sentences, what is upon his heart. Then Brother Helmut Frank, and then Brother Reinhold Donder. And then we will sing a song together. Please, Brother Borg. Today we say farewell from Brother Paul Schmidt, who many of us knew since many years. I remember the last meetings when he sat here on this chair. Every time when we greeted one another or when we said farewell, goodbye, Brother Paul Schmidt said to me, "Brother Alfred, I can't anymore, and I don't want anymore." Every time I felt that he means what he says. He wanted to go home. He is no more amongst us. This makes us sad. But I'm grateful to God, and I rejoice that the last wish of our brother was fulfilled. The Lord has taken him. Now he may watch and see what he believed down here. I met Brother Schmidt beginning of the 60s in a so-called home cell on the Inrather Street. We met. There, a sermon of Brother Branham was translated. And I sat behind Brother Schmidt and I could watch him. And I could experience what he heard, how it worked in his heart. We all know and we can remember when we heard the message for the first time, how we were touched on our inside. That's how it was with our brother Paul. I could see it on his face. I could see it. together with Brother Schmidt, I worked for many years in a company. Daily we saw each other. And if one has fellowship daily, then one knows a man very well. I'm grateful to God for our brother Paul Schmidt, for the elder of the church. Brother Frank said it already. He was, so to say, the foreign minister of the Free People's Mission. How many journeys our brother made in Germany, Austria, visiting brothers, looking after them. And I'm grateful with all my heart. In the years 2018, 2019, it was Brother Schmidt who was the forcing, we read the sermons of Brother Branham. And he said, Brother Alfred, do you have a sermon of Brother Branham? Will you read it? Because when I may listen, I'm more blessed than when I read them myself. This was our brother Paul Schmidt. We have him no more. He went home. And I have to remember the word which the Lord said in Bethania to Martha in Bethany. He said, and to all who were around Martha, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live although he dies. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. And then the Lord spoke to Martha, do you believe this? And Brother Schmidt believed it. Brothers, sisters, we must believe. He believed it. He may now see what he believed down here. He is in glory. He went before us. I remember Brother Rus. I remember Brother Miskis, Helmut, and on many who went before us. I am grateful to God that I can have this living hope in me, that I will see all these brothers again in glory. May the Lord bless us all. Yes, we say goodbye, but we will meet again in glory. What is really a lasting memory of Brother Schmidt, I always had difficulties with Gideon. Brother Schmidt was ordained as an elder. And if one learns that one honors them whom God ordained, then the thing looks different. And it happened in the year 1974. The building was consecrated in April, and in summer 74, in Hanover and Hamburg, there were meetings, and there were just a few of the church here. Brother Schmidt wanted to stand here, and he wanted to say what was upon his heart. And he was called to come to the front. I was also there. And I was not. I couldn't cope with Gideon. And on that Saturday evening, Brother Schmidt says, "I read from Judges of Gideon." I said, "Brother Schmidt, go to the front." So many books in the Bible, and he must read from Gideon. And I listened. And since that time, on that Saturday evening, Gideon has become one of my favorite in the Bible. Whom God, Gideon had a victory over the enemies. He could experience it because the people who were with him, I accompanied my brother in 1961. We met the man who invited Brother Branham in Karlsruhe. And he said, "Brother Branham is a man of God, but he felt he departed from the faith. If God sends someone, then he has a certain task to fulfill." And this is the case. We may be a small group. Also with Gideon, there was just 300 people. But I know so much, we will reach the destination. We will be there where Brother Schmidt is and all the others, my parents. We have a hope, not only a hope, we have a certainty that we have eternal life. May God bless them whom he ordained to preach the word, because it's the truth. Amen. Beloved, I want to thank you. We were in the cemetery and there was read from Psalms 103. This one verse I want to repeat here. That was read. Man is like grass and his days are like when the wind blows over the flower, it is gone. Not so with our brother, whom we buried today. But the place where the flower stood doesn't know anything of the flower anymore. But the footprints which this man left behind. And I remember this footprint, this trace, is worth it to call forth memories in us. Memories mean for me, how was this life of this person as an example for us. Memories. He was an elder. How did he shape our lives? Especially for me, it was like that I met him very early in my life. I was at my grandfather, who took me into the meetings in the city when we rented the hall. I never have seen such services, but as a child, I already understood what was said there. It corresponded to what I felt in my heart. At the end of the meeting, I stood aside, and I felt like a stranger. I was 10 years old, and then I felt the softness of this man. This was Brother Paul Schmidt. He went to his son Eric, and he pointed to me, "Take care of him." And Eric came to me. He did what his father said. And then Brother Paul Schmidt came to me, and I never experienced this before. "Today you come to me, and you will sleep in our house." I didn't know something like this. I went with him, and I felt the warmness of this family, 5 children and the parents. I felt this warmness of heart, and I loved them. We have heard he was tough on the outside, but soft in his heart. And this softness of his heart, from that time on, I was always a guest. I could always be a guest in this house. And he influenced me as a child and as a youth. He shaped me. Like Brother Alfred, I could work together with them, and he accompanied me as a youth. And when I found out what I found out, that he was very sober, he believed God, but as many of us, he didn't become unsober. But he admonished us, me as youngsters, he admonished us. He warned us, and he put force on us. He put us, but that what I experienced, he didn't remain with the admonition. He also comforted us. He said, "This life which God has given us, make something out of it as long as you are on this earth." I really met people who gave up everything. But Brother Paul Schmidt said, "Make something out of your life with God's help." As Luther said, "If I would know that tomorrow the world is at the end, I would still plant an apple tree today." And this impression Brother Schmidt left in me. He was a pragmatic of the faith. We can see here his traces in this building. But for me it's important, what traces did he leave in us, in me? The place of the flower doesn't know anything. But here a man went into glory, into which we will also go one day. But also in our inside, he left traces, and that we could recognize that this man had influence on us, and that we remember him because he has become a part of our shaping. I experienced many things with him. And I've seen the longing of his heart. Although he was still with the feet on the earth, although he was a pragmatic, he had the longing in his heart to be with God, where he is now, and where also we will be one day. But this example went before us. As a child, he dealt with me like his own child. I almost accepted him as a father because he could give me something. He shaped me until now when I'm old, also old. This is memory. It doesn't mean for me, oh, this was Brother Paul Schmidt. Remembering means to be what Brother Paul Schmidt worked here on this earth. This he did as a builder of the church, not only in the buildings. He was an elder and he had influence on the members of the several members of the church. In my life it was like this. And that's how I will keep him in memory. When I was together with him, many times he said, "What is man that you remember him?" This knowledge to have found grace in the sight of God, to know that that one day we have to go, that we are mortals. It's all vanity. All is vanity. But that what God has laid into us, this is incorruptible. And this is what he expressed. What is man that you think of him? May God bless you and keep you and lead you. Amen. Thank you, brothers, for the experiences which you made with my dad. And I'm convinced the one or the other could be called here, and we would need time to hear all this and to work on it. Let us keep in memory what we experienced with him. Let us keep the good things what we experienced with him. Let us keep it in our hearts and ponder on it. I also can say as a son, he lived the life for us according to the word, and he always admonished us when we started somehow to deviate, that the thoughts started to run away. He always called us back onto the ground where we had a firm stand. It was good, and this shaped us. I think all who know him throughout the years, may it be a few years or many years, they know it. That's how it is, that everything what has a beginning will also have an end. Also, our funeral service, we started it on the cemetery and we continued it here, and we will also end it here. I would like to thank all them who have sent emails here to the mission center, who have sent their condolences what happened, And may the Lord, wherever they are, and wherever this is broadcasted live, may all be blessed, and may they have part in this funeral service. It honors us. And you who are present here, and all there, where this funeral service will be heard, if somebody wants to write something, then he can write it to the email address of the mission center. Then it is given to us as a family. Then we can see how great, how many are sending condolences. The church from Paris, from Brussels, from Zurich, from everywhere came wreaths that shows that all knew Brother Schmidt, the elder of the local church in Krefeld, who loved him. As I said, here we are coming now to a close, and together we will sing a song, namely song My Home Is There on High. This is song number 152. And what was important for him when he prayed was the last stanza. We will sing it, but I want to read it now. That it really penetrates into us. Yes, very soon I will be there on high. But my Jesus, for one thing I supplicate, bring those who are mine also there. In every prayer, in almost every prayer, this he expressed, that he will see his own, not only here on earth, but he will see them there in glory. Bring those who are mine with me into the heavenly home to you. Our home is really there in glory. Please, let us sing. My home is there up in glory, where one knows nothing of tribulation and woe. Where the innumerable multitude will be praising and jubilating. On high, in glory, my home is there on high. My home is there up in glory. My loved ones are up there, where I will see them again transfigured. On high, to there is my longing. Let me be there where you are, O Lord. My home is there on high. Yes, very soon I will be there in glory. In the room. you. Fourth stanza, we didn't sing it. Now I read it and we didn't sing it. Then we sing it again. Stanza number 4. Yes, very soon I will be there on high in glory. But my Jesus, for one thing I supplicate. Yes, now it was complete. I would like to thank all our translators that they have taken the time to translate this live broadcast into the other languages, that all who were joining us, that they could also witness and could have part in this farewell service. And I wish you all God's richest blessing, a good that you drive safely home, that the Lord keep you and save you, protect you. And if we don't meet here again, that as we sang it here, that we'll meet there in glory. One more request. When we leave this building, please don't build groups there and don't spend much time here on the premises. We are in this situation. We have to submit to it and we want to obey the rules and behave correctly. Also those who probably watch us, that they see that we not only speak, but that we also live according to the rules. Let us stand up, and then we are dismissed. Heavenly Father, yes, it's a special day today. We have buried our father, our beloved brother, knowing that his soul, his inward man is with you, that he is saved, that he sees them who went before him, that he sees what he believed, for us as an example, that we do the same, to remain in your word, to only keep the word and to go towards the goal. It is eternal life. You planted it into us, and this longing for you, the longing for the redemption of our body, is becoming greater and greater in this time. Bless all our guests in this building. Be with them. Bless them and keep them on their ways home. Be and bless everywhere where this broadcast was heard. Lord, I thank you with all my heart that we as a great family are together, that we also suffer together, but that we also rejoice together for your precious word. We thank you and we praise your holy name. Amen. Amen. The grace of the Lord be with you.